Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Gonzalo Delgado, who is presenting the film Dolphins Go East, and the title in Spanish is?
Las Toninas Van al Este.
Right, and you co-directed this movie with Veronica Perrotta. Would you like to maybe introduce your movie a little bit and tell us about it?
Yeah, it's just about a father and a daughter. They spend a lot of time even seeing each other, and one day the daughter come back to the life to the father, but the father really don't want to see his daughter until she said he's pregnant, and then he changed completely his attitude, and they spend a weekend to share or enter weekend, but this weekend is a weekend full of lying.
Let's talk about the father and the daughter, because in real life, not that unconventional, but in cinema, you don't really see this kind of relationship in other movies now.
Between a gay father and a daughter.
Exactly.
Yes, actually, in our century is more easy, but this character are around 70 years old. So yes, it's from another generation. He had this daughter when he was really young, and he's inside the closet, and then he left this family with the woman and the daughter. And yes, in this time, I meet some people who I really love, that with the same experience of life, you know. He writes in the 60s, and he pretend to be hetero, and they start a family, and then they have to assume that they are not hetero and go away. And yes, I don't know, but I think around all the world it's the same, but in Uruguay or in South America maybe it's more common.
Yeah, I think now as well cinema is getting more and more comfortable with representing this type of family situation.
Yes, maybe yes, absolutely. Actually, for me it's not a modern situation. It's like for the movie is kind of old-fashioned movie in that way. It's not trying to be very progress movie or you understand what I mean.
It's not a political film.
It's not political.
Exactly.
It's just about the relationship and the love or not love, and which way you can find to approach the other. It's more like about that than from political. It's not a political. It's not the sexuality is not the issue of the film.
Absolutely.
It's just
one of the themes that you mentioned actually in your first answer is that there's a lot of lying in this in this weekend. And also, I found the element of even the phone, of the way in which the leading character, the girl, uses the phone as another way of showing this, you know, taking selfies and then, almost manipulating reality in a way.
Yes, that the part of the movie is more modern, you know, how we use the internet, the new Facebook, Instagram, to show a fake personality or a fake life, and the movie is about that. But what we with Veronica try to talk is, yes, the female character is in this century, but his father also lies and also pretend have a life that he hasn't. But without iPhone, without Facebook, and without Instagram, you know, lie is not new. Mm-hmm. Only the new is the iPhones.
Right.
But pretend to have a life you really don't have is old, like human being.
Now, but you, I want to know a little bit about you, because you mentioned it actually before the interview that you draw, you paint, and you're an artist.
Yeah.
And you actually, I did a bit of research.
Daughter.
Huh?
I don't have daughters.
You don't have daughter. Okay. And I don't know what to make of that. But I did a bit of research, because, you know, I sometimes research.
Yeah.
And you also worked as an art director in the movies. Now, did that come into play while you were directing this film?
Can't you repeat? Sorry.
Did your background in art direction as an artist influence the directing of the film?
No, not at all. Actually, my experience is like as production designer or art director and a screenwriter. But at the moment, I was so afraid at the moment to shoot because the woman who make the art in my movie. Used to work with me, my team, last the art team. But when I start to direct, I completely forgot about the art of the movie. Not that I completely forgot, but it's not my issue. I am thinking in other things. I thinking in the script, the history, the acting, and the missing scene. I really stopped to being a production designer and start to be a director, and that was very relief because I was really afraid that I put a lot of attention in the details, art, that doesn't happen.
Do you visualize the style of the movie while you write?
Yes, a lot, but then change a lot. The good thing of direct is so different to make the production designer, because production designer is about visualize and concrete. And direct is you have to be open, completely open every day and every moment, every minute. To everything is developing. I know everything is changing, and you have to. It's more like an exercise of adaptation that more that fix an idea, and I don't know how to. I don't know if I'm explaining well.
Well,
but
basically, I think what you're trying to say is that the movie eventually, like inevitably, becomes something else.
Yes,
because you have to be open to the changes, and sometimes that can be a good thing,
yes.
Right?
As production designing is also happen, but when you are directing, it's more you know, it's the actor are a person,
yes,
and the cameraman is a person, and the production designer is another person, and you have to, and everything is changing. If you want something, yes, you have an idea, an image, and you go for that. But most of the time, it's more than adaptation exercise. Yeah.
Right. So, and what about then when another component comes into play, when you have to act too?
No, it's not so difficult as you can imagine.
Ah.
It's not for me because I'm a silly guy, so I really don't have a conscious of myself at the moment of acting, and Veronica is also the main character. Is the main character, no? So I direct her, and in the moment when I was in the scene, she direct me. Oh. And when they both are in the scene, nobody direct us, but we do it. I don't know, for us was so funny writing the script, and so funny to work together, that it's not a problem. The making of is so funny because I shout action and I start to act and cut. That's crazy. I don't know what happened, but I did it.
We could actually talk about that whole scenario of like what happens. Is it still real life when you shout action or you know and then cut? What happens
yes.
in that moment? But probably get too philosophical. I don't know if we want to get into that topic.
I don't know. It's a real magical moment. More magical when you are acting. That is really bizarre.
When you say
action, and you start to interpret a character. But I don't know. It happens. Mm. You know, it's like a blackout. You know. You are. But in a way, you are very conscious what are you doing. But in another way, you are completely blackout.
It's pretty strange, but it's really interesting to talk about. But okay, so final question, because we're almost up, our 10 minutes are almost up. So the final question is, I don't want people to think that this is a movie where you cry, because it's actually very entertaining. But also, it deals with very touching things and very real emotions, as we have talked about previously. Does comedy help get these emotions through?
I think yes, it's easier for the audience and for myself. If you start with laughing, then the emotion is the way to go to the emotion is easier. Or maybe you bajar la guardia is in Spanish. It's like you
let your guards down.
Yes, and then when comes the emotion, you are it's very surprising the emotion. Yes, and it's a movie, the third act of the movie is more emotional than the rest of the movie. And yes, actually, if I like something from the movie, is this change and this how you arrive to the emotional moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So actually, laughter is a universal language too, and it gets people into the film, yeah. and it helps. Unlike
the festival are good for that, because people around the world watch your movie and everybody is understand the human nature and the emotions. That's the real good things about cinema.
Well, with that message, I think we can wrap it up. Thank you very much for talking to us about it. Thank you very much. And once again, your film is titled Dolphins Go East.
Yeah.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Okay.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.